With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A powerful spring storm continues across the country, with multiple high impacts in the forecast. A life-threatening, catastrophic, and potentially historic flash flood event continues across the lower Ohio Valley and Mid-South. A couple of rounds of significant severe weather expected from the Mid-South through the Ozarks and Ark-La-Tex, with very large hail and strong tornadoes possible. Arkansas Department of Public Safety spokeswoman Lacey Knipe says officials trying to determine how many tornadoes touched down in the state.
We will continue to kind of work with the National Weather Service to determine how many. They'll have to go out and survey, but we do know that tornadoes did touch down in Arkansas.
The chance for severe weather will last into the weekend for numerous states. Also at SRNNews.com, the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell modestly last week. Jobless claim filings fell by 6,000 to 219,000 for the week ending March 29th. That's according to the Labor Department. Investors may have been caught off guard by the extent of President Trump's tariff regime.
Wall Street had long assumed Mr. Trump would use tariffs merely as a tool for negotiation with other countries rather than as a long-term policy. But the Rose Garden announcement may suggest Mr. Trump sees tariffs more as helping to solve a long-term domestic economic goal rather than being a mere gambit with trading partners. Mr. Trump expressed a desire to restore manufacturing jobs to the U.S., a process that could have a longer-term trajectory than previously anticipated. George Williams reporting.
The tariffs will hit many Asian countries particularly hard, with duties on Vietnamese imports rising to 46%. Tariffs on some Chinese imports will now be as high as 79%. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Myanmar.
The giant Christian relief agency is setting up a field hospital in the earthquake-stricken nation where thousands have died in the wake of a 7.7 tremor that rolled through last week. Samaritan's Purse volunteers from Cambodia and Vietnam have already moved into the disaster area. Myanmar is a poor nation, and the quake has destroyed vast swaths of its infrastructure. There's also a civil war going on there, which only makes things more difficult. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government has paused nearly $28 million for Planned Parenthood chapters and other organizations that provide abortions. The Trump administration is investigating whether those groups are complying with the law. The Department of Health and Human Services has declined to say which laws or executive orders the organizations are being investigated for violating, though it is being reported that diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are at issue. This is SRN News. The law firm that employs Doug Emhoff, husband of former Vice President Kamala Harris, the latest to strike a deal with the Trump administration and agree to conform with the president's policies.
On Tuesday, President Donald Trump announced that Wilkie, Farr, and Gallagher, which Emhoff joined as a partner in January, agreed to provide at least $100 million in pro bono legal work during President Trump's time in the White House and beyond. The president said the services will be dedicated to helping veterans, Gold Star families, law enforcement members, and first responders. Trump wrote on the Truth Social media platform that the firm agreed to combat anti-Semitism and not engage in DEI efforts. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Many lawmakers have approved a measure in Maryland to create a commission to study and recommend potential benefits as reparations for slavery in that state. Potential reparations include official statements of apology and monetary compensation. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.